Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
I was just saying to Claire seems somewhat surprised but also disgusted by this. That
welcome to my life, Claire.
Yeah, when I am going to the bathroom, no, I would sometimes. No, and I'm not saying this to be. Wait, I can even tell you why. I'm not saying this to try and be gross or shocking or out there or anything. I would use baby wipes to clean up as opposed to toilet paper.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Have you honestly never used it?
I've never done it.
It's incredible. It really is. It's like getting out of the shower every time you have to go.
I think I'm a victim of society. Because if the lads knew that I use baby wipes, I'd be ostracised.
But it's much more comfortable. Like, it's much more hygienic. It's much more comfortable. It's much cleaner. You really get a better finish on what you're doing if you have baby wipes.
Now, Claire, what you need to know as well, though, Chris is a germaphobe.
Yes.
He would be, like, if somebody even coughed or sneezed in a direction of food that was 2 miles from him, he probably wouldn't eat the food. There's a little bit of an issue there, like, so I am actually not surprised, Chris, that you do use baby wipes.
I even showed Claire where the hand sanitizer was when he got here.
Did you? Yeah. I'm sure he's like, wow, Chris and Kira are so cool.
Just so you know, Claire, in case you want to know where that, because that's one of the first things I would want to know. For some reason, RTE has hand sanitizers on the walls every few hundred meters. I don't know why, but hey, look, there you go. But if you use baby wipes, I'm telling you, it will change your world. And I'm not saying that
baby
in a smart way.
Baby wipes are amazing on so many levels.
Do you use them for number two as well?
Baby wipes make you, baby wipes can give you a shower when, like, let's say you're at a festival.
There you go.
And not only
that
though, girls also use baby wipes, makeup and stuff like that. Girls will have baby wipes in their bags, so if they stay over at a guy's house, let's say after a night out, they can wake up in the morning, pop into the bathroom, get rid of the panda eyes and freshen up.
Oh my God.
So baby wipes are actually very, you know, they're very useful. They're not just for wiping babies' arses.
Or, yeah, see, that's it. Exactly. Thank you, Kira. I thought we would have an argument on this.
No,
I'm glad we're in agreement.
No, I 100% see where you're coming from. Especially you.
Yeah, thank you.
But Claire, would you not consider it?
What, the baby wipes?
Yeah.
Of course I'd consider it.
No, I'm telling you.
It'll be like a hidden, like in, you know, Brokeback Mountain when the lads weren't allowed to have their relationship because society couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
That could be me with the baby wipes.
Yeah. That is true.
It'd be like
similar
a hidden,
like that, just having to go away on camping trips and just wipe my arse.
Where's Claire gone?
For weeks on end.
I'm telling you. Use a baby wipe.
About that.
Do lads use baby wipes? Or
no.
Is Chris the only person out there that uses baby
Chris
wipes?
Chris is the only one who's been open. I'd say there is a little underground industry, like.
Thank you, Claire.
I think he could be the first one who speaks.
Because I think
more
lads definitely in the past couple of years have got more into their appearance and more into their hygiene and kind of looking after themselves. You know that sort of way. And I'm not saying that she never did or anything like that, but I think there's more of an emphasis on it now, like. And there's also so many other products available that you can use to keep yourself fresh.
Can I say,
do you know, can I say, Chris,
go ahead.
There's these wipes that you can get if you're a girl, right? And I don't know the exact name of them, but they're for specifically cleaning down in that area.
Say no more. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
But right, you know the way I have an issue about going into a shop and buying tampons?
Sure.
Or condoms?
Sure.
I would have an issue going up to a counter, even if it's a female woman behind the counter, I would have an issue going up to buy those particular wipes because I would think in my head, she knows that I'm going wiping that particular part of me with these wipes, which are specifically on the market for that area.
But like, you sisters are doing it for yourselves. Like, why would you? Would you not think there'd be a solidarity? And like, like, if it was a guy,
no,
I'd understand.
Then I'd be worried that she'd think there's something, you know, different about mine that I'd need to buy these special
Do you have like
wipes?
A yeast or something that would be a reason to... I get you.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, no, I get you.
Like, Jesus.
That's what they're there for, though. Like, how do you manage in a chemist?
I know, I'm really
Like,
bad.
It must be very difficult.
Yeah, I have to psych myself up to go in and buy anything personal like that. Oh, it's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous.
I would never have gotten onto them. And you know the way you say, I think lads are more open? Yeah. I would have never been open to the idea of baby wipes, bar a personal incident that happened to me.
Go on, share.
Well, I will share it with you. And Akira, you will now have a whole new perspective on an event that happened to us several years ago.
Okay.
Do you remember the day, because I still remember it vividly, we came here to 2FM in like February,
mm-hmm.
and we left iRadio where we had been working in January. Do you remember the day we left, I collected you and you said I looked the worst I'd ever looked.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Because, well, Chris, you kind of looked like you'd been not living in a home. Do you know what I mean? Since I'd seen you last.
It had been...
He had this big, massive beard. He was wearing this big hoodie with some, like, Irish slogan written across it. He was wearing tracksuit bottoms. And literally, the Chris that I had left 2 weeks before that was clean cut, was wearing, like, you know, a really nice jumper and a pair of shoes and jeans. And that looked normal, like.
Yeah.
Chris had rocked into me 2 weeks later. I think it was, like, after Christmas or something. I was like... What on earth happened to you?
It was just after Christmas.
I was like, that's it now. He's fallen off the wagon. That's it. Chris has gone through a midlife crisis.
Do you know what had happened?
What happened?
Over those 2 weeks over Christmas, and again, this is not to gross out. This is how I got onto the journey of baby wipes. Over those 2 weeks of Christmas, I had, and I'd never had them before, and I was very young to get them. I got the worst hemorrhoids ever.
Oh, here we go.
And the reason was because of toilet paper, and just it's too coarse and it's too unpleasant. And it does things to you that baby wipes don't. And the doctor said, baby wipes from now on. And it has changed everything. It really has.
Wow.
No, I'm telling you.
Chris, you should go to the newspapers with that story.
What the fuck is this?
I might. I'm tempted to. Because men don't realise what they're missing.
Chris Green struggle with hemorrhoids. Let him on an amazing new path.
You've got it wrong. To get into the paper now, what you have to do is open up.
Yeah. Well, you're opening up to myself and Clara right now.
Chris Green opens up about his struggle with hemorrhoids.
That's brilliant.
That's what you do. Because now you see, I've noticed every Z-lister ever is opening up about everything.
Yeah, I know.
I'm opening up about
the time. It's nothing private anymore.
No, shut up, you dickheads. Do you know what I mean? Well, I'm going to open up about my hemorrhoids.
Okay.
I'm going to take to the airwaves. That's always how they start as well.
And how was Christmas for you?
Difficult.
Mm-hmm.
At a time where you're supposed to be happy, a time where you're supposed to be enjoying life and family and friends and good food, I had a very painful rectum.
Oh, again, I'm like, I just know too much information about your rectum.
I'm opening up.
Oh, Chris, I'm so delighted.
This is sensitive. Clara, am I not a hero?
You're a hero, but you're going to be taking on the toilet paper industry. A lot of fat cats there. The industry.
A lot of you've people have a vested interest in the toilet paper sales. You're dead right.
There's a lot of dead bodies behind.
Somebody says if baby wipes were invented 100 years ago, there'd never been the two world wars.
They wouldn't have. No,
somebody
absolutely.
Says you can't flush baby wipes if you have a septic tank. It won't degrade fast enough. Thank you, Mike, for that. And then
what the fuck is this?
Are we talking about how Chris Green wipes his ass?
No.
Yes.
No,
yes,
no.
We are.
We're not. Like, as in, on a micro level,
I mean,
we are.
You heard it here first, lads.
But on a broader level, we're talking about hygiene and how really there's other options that people don't realise. I have to just
Chris,
do this in
people,
case we get any complaints.
Well,
that's what we're actually doing. What?
Let's go. Well, and how have things been since?
Great, thank you.
Good.
Now, I just want to let all the papers in Ireland know that if you need, I can send you a PDF that's a photo of me in black and white, kind of staring off sad, and you can print that article if you'd like. I will open up about this personal struggle, and if you'd like, you can print that. I mean, I would be okay
I'll
with that.
I'll never forget the day that you walked into my kitchen looking like I don't know what. Little
That's
did
why.
I realise the struggle that you had been through over those 2 weeks, Chris. I wouldn't have been so harsh in my judgment of you had I known.
Do you know, though, how painful they are?
No, because I've never had
they're
them.
They are debilitatingly painful. They are absolutely agony. They are absolute agony. Like, they are really torturous.
You know those people sitting and listening to the radio going, it's no wonder he got hemorrhoids with all the shite that he talks. You know that's happening right now, Chris.
There's people like listening who might have cancer or something going, that's really not a struggle there, pal. You know,
yeah.
That's you really don't have anything to worry about. And there's people, this was very difficult.
Somebody
very
says,
torturous.
Chris, please shut up about your ass.
Someone says, how did you get hemorrhoids? Did you give birth or something? No, as I said, sometimes toilet paper is a little coarse and...
Maybe you just have a really sensitive rectum.
Could be.
Maybe that's the one sensitive part of you. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah. Could be.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
very sensitive.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Are you? Yeah.
Bottom.
Okay, about Chris's hemorrhoids. Okay. Cool.
No, we're talking about a bigger issue. We're talking about I'm just trying to save men, and you know, just give them a good cleaning tip.
Well, Claire says, did you ever hear of Kleenex toilet wipes? I have an 11-year-old twins that won't use toilet roll, only the wipes. My partner is the same.
There you go. Thank you, Claire. This is what I'm saying. They're genuinely. Once you go baby wipes, you'll never go back. That's all. Thank you. Chris and Kira. 2FM.